Hello, this is Brother Denny. Welcome to Charity Ministries. Our desire is that your life would be blessed and changed by this message. This message is not copyrighted and is not to be bought or sold. You are welcome to make copies for your friends and neighbors. If you would like additional messages, please go to our website for a complete listing at www.charityministries.org. If you would like a catalog of other sermons, please call 1-800-227-7902 or write to Charity Ministries, 400 West Main Street, Suite 1, Ephrata, PA, 17522. These messages are offered to all without charge by the free will offerings of God's people. A special thank you to all who support this ministry.
I don't know where to build a big boat. Oh Lord, send me where, how can it float? Never mind, said the Lord, go build a big ship, and I'll send a ring for the watery trip. The animals into the ark two by two. Ha ha, laugh the people, it looks like a zoo. At last the rain came, they all climbed aboard. The door of the ark was shut by the Lord. It rained and it poured and it poured. The people all drowned who went right with the Lord. In the Lord always and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice.
And all these things shall be added unto you. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing.
Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, bless his name.
For the Lord is good, his mercy is true, and his... For the Lord is good, his mercy is true, and... For the Lord is good... His mercy is true, and his mercy endures to all generations.
I will enter into his with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. He hath made me glad, he hath made me glad. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. He hath made me glad, he hath made me glad. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad.
We kind of switched the song here. We had another in mind, but because of two conversion in our family, we kind of decided another one.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. No longer with me, still I will follow.
Bye. Jesus is the answer for all of my problems, for all of my difficulties. He's my victor, and I just want to thank Him and lift His name high. And I praise Him for what He's done in my life. And I would just feel really awful if the Lord would stop with me right where I'm at. I just want to grow on with Him and become more like Jesus. Praise Him.
Next song talks a little bit about the victory of God and Jesus.
Born in a stable, His mother a virgin, raised in a carpenter's shop. His people were slaves, His parents were poor, His friends a lonely lot. His chances in life are very slim. He's expected to be a slave. The people in darkness, the light in Him, and hope of freedom He gave. All of the power in heaven and earth God had invested in Him. He stood high on a cross, He sent it to hell. Meet the devil and take the key from Him. He yielded Himself to death on the cross, cried it's finished, and sung to die. In the riches of hell, the devil celebrated, we destroy the King, he cried. In the midst of the celebration, footsteps were heard, walking the corridors of hell. Then the shout, he stopped, and a voice rang out, a voice that rang like a bell. Satan trembled as he recognized Him who had come to deliver his own. Shouted lost the gate, he cried, don't let him ascend to his throne. There the gate was shut in the face of the King, to prove God's salvation untrue. But He shook hell's gates and He cried, lift up your head, the King is coming through. Then out of the devil's prison up came a possession, then by a King, shouting now, oh grace, where is thy victory and death? Where is thy sting? Who is the King of glory? The Lord God mighty in battle is He. Who is the King of glory? The Lord and hosts of heaven supreme. Who is the King of glory? The one that in even death boy from the carpenter's shop, the little boy from the carpenter's shop, the little boy from the carpenter's shop.
Amen. That's where all our joy comes from, being set free. I'm a new creation,
I'm a brand new man. Old things have passed away, I'm born again. More than a conqueror, that's who I am. I'm a new creation, I'm a brand new man. Hallelujah, He redeemed me. Create.
like to say for you. It's called The Church Walking with the World.
The church and the world walked far apart on the changing shore of time. The world was singing a giddy song and the church a hymn sublime.
Come give your hand, said the merry world, and then walk with me this way.
But the good church hid her snowy hand and solemnly answered, nay. I will not give you my hand at all, and I will not walk with you. Your way is the way of eternal death, and your words are all untrue.
Nay, walk with me a little space, said the world with a kindly air. The road I walk is a pleasant road, and the sun shines always there. Your way is narrow and thorny and rough, while mine is flowery and smooth. Your lot is sad with reproach and toil, but in rounds of joy I move. My way, you can see, is a broad, fair one, and my gate is high and wide. There is enough room for you and me, and we'll travel side by side.
Outside, the church approached the wolf and gave him a hand of snow. And the false world grasped it and walked along and whispered in accents low,
your dress is too simple to please my taste. I have gold and pearls to wear, rich velvets and silks for your graceful form, and diamonds to deck your hair. The church looked down at her plain white robes and then at the dazzling world, and blushed as she saw his handsome lip with his smile contemptuous curled. I will change my dress for a costlier one, said the church with a smile of grace. Then her pure white garments drifted away, and the world gave in their place beautiful satins and fashionable silks, and roses and gems and pearls. And over her forehead her bright hair fell and waved in a thousand curls. Your house is too plain, said the proud old world. Let us build you one like mine, with kitchen for feasting and parlor for play, and furniture never so fine. So he built her a costly and beautiful house. Splendid it was to behold. Her sons and her daughters met frequently there, shining in purple and gold, and fair and festival, frolics untold, were held in the place of prayer.
The angel in mercy rebuked the church and whispered, I know thy sin. Then the church looked sad and anxiously longed to gather the children in. But some were away at the midnight balls, and others were at the play, and some were drinking in gay saloons, and the angel went away.
And then said the world in soothing tones, your loved ones mean no harm, merely indulging in innocent sport. So she leaned on his proffered arm, and chatted and smiled and gathered flowers, and walked along with the world, while countless millions of precious souls were longing for truth untold. Your preachers are all too old and plain, said the gay world with a sneer. They frighten my children with dreadful tales which I do not like to hear. They talk of judgments and fire and pain and the doom of the darkest night. They talk of a place that should not be thus spoken to ears polite. I will send you some of a better stamp, more brilliant and gay and fast, who will show you how men may live as they please and go to heaven at last. The Father is merciful, great, and good, loving and tender and kind. Do you think he'd take one child to heaven and leave another behind? So she called for pleasing and gay divines, deemed gifted and great and learned, and the plain old men who had preached the cross were out of her pulpit's term. Then Mammon came in support of the church and rented a prominent pew, and preaching and singing and floral display soon proclaimed the gospel new. You give too much to the poor, said the world, far more than you ought to do. Though the poor need shelter, food, and clothes, why thus need it trouble you? Go take your money and buy rich robes and horses and carriages fine, and pearls and jewels and dainty food, the rarest and costliest wine. My children, they dote on all such things, and if you their love would win, you must do as they do and walk in the way, the flowery way therein.
The church, her purse strings tightly held, and gracefully lowered her head, and simpered, "I've given too much away. I will do, sir, as you have said." So the poor were turned from the door in scorn. She heard not the orphan's cry, and she drew her beautiful robes aside as the widows went weeping by.
They of the church and they of the world, don't it closely yet or not, but none but the Master, who knoweth all, could discern the two apart.
Then the church sat down at ease and said, "I'm rich and in goods increased. I have need of nothing, and not to do, but to laugh and dance and feast."
The sly world heard her and laughed within, and mockingly said aside, "The church has fallen, the beautiful church. Her shame is her boast and pride. Thus her witnessing power, alas, was lost, and perilous times came in, the times of the end, so often foretold, of form and pleasure and sin."
Then the angel drew near the mercy seat and whispered in sighs her name, and the saints their anthems of rapture hushed and covered their heads with shame. A voice came down from the hush of heaven, from him who sat on the throne. "I know thy works and what thou hast said, but alas, thou hast not known that thou art poor and naked and blind, with pride and ruin enthralled, the expectant bride of the heavenly groom is the harlot of the world. Thou hast ceased to watch for that blessed hope, hast fallen from grace, from zeal and grace. So now, alas, I must cast thee out and blot thy name from its place."
But out of the side of the harlot church, while she sleeps in indolent shame, will flee the remnant who keep God's word and honor his holy name. By the word of their testimony and the blood of the Lamb, they overcome the world. For those who keep their garment clean shall walk with him in white in the day when he comes to claim his own, to make them his jewels bright. We'd like to sing a song for you that we learned for Aaron and Denny when they went to Africa this last time. Understand it, I'll share with you the meaning of the song.
It's called The Way of Truth, and the meaning is, I'm going on a safari. I'm going on a trip with Jesus. It's the way of truth. There's one that's going with me, and that's Jesus. It's the way of truth. And the chorus is, Jesus is our rock upon the earth. He's the one that's going with me on this way of truth. Join us. Come on, let's all go together on this walk, this way of truth. Satan has been conquered on this way of truth. And because he's been conquered, I have no more pleasure in sin. So let's go this way of truth. Let's live lives of righteousness, because we never want to leave our rock, who's Jesus, on this way of truth.
I'm a little older than some of you, but it's a church and Sunday school hymnal, Deliverance Will Come. How many of you know that song? All right, we got a few. That's good. I'd like to sing this song. It's one that especially pertains to the walk of life and then victory at the end. Deliverance is coming. So I'd like to see if we can learn this thing together. On the song sheet, Deliverance Will Come. I saw a wayworn traveler in tattered garments clad, and struggling up the mountain, it seemed that he was sad. His back was heavy, his strength was almost gone, yet he shouted after me, deliverance will come. And on the victory crowns of glory, on the victory I shall win. The summer sun was shining, the sweat was on his brow, his garments were dusty, his step was very slow. But he kept pressing onward, for he was waiting home, still shouting after me, deliverance will come. Then comes the victory, crowns of glory. Christian hymnary. Turn your to the Christian hymnary and we'll open up with some selections there. There's none on that side. None on these. All right, then we'll go to the other books. Not a lot of extras in the back, is there, to pass front a while? If they're all up here, I don't think we have quite enough, maybe. I was thinking you do. 37. We have an anchor. All right, let's sing it out. No.
Will your anchor hold in the storms of life when the clouds unfold their wings of cloud, when the storm times sink and the cables shrink? Will your anchor drift or anchored remain? We have anchor that keeps us cold, set fast and sure. Savior.
selection. 96.
There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing. Sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy from ground us are falling. But for the showers we plead, there shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again, over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance to bring, showers of blessing, showers of blessing. Round us are falling, not for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing, come and now honor thy word. Falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing. Oh, that today they might fall. Now as to God we're contesting. Now as on Jesus we call. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops from the far falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing if we but trust and obey. There shall be seasons refreshing if we let God have His way. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy that round us are falling, but for the showers.
I think we'll take number 25, Brother Marlin. Number 25. Verses 1, 3, and 5. 1, 3, and 5.
What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have life in my soul for which long I have sought since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart, I'm possessed of a hope that is steadfast and sure. Since Jesus came into my heart, and no time of doubt
Now my pathway obscure, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul, like the spirit of Jesus came into my heart, and I'm happy, so happy as onward I go, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart. Joy o'er my soul, like the sea billows roar, since Jesus came into my heart.
Do we have another selection?
47.
Number 47. When the roll is caught up yonder, number 47.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair, when the state of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the Lord is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall die, and the glory of His resurrection cheer, when His chosen ones shall gather, oh, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all His wondrous love and care. Then when all of life and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Number one. Number one.
Come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in our song with sweet accord. Join in our song with sweet accord. And us around the throne, and us around the throne. We're marching to Zion. Yeah.
God. Let those rejoice to sing who never knew our God, the children of the heavenly King, the children of the heavenly King. They speak their joys abroad, they speak their joys abroad. Then let our songs abound and every cheery cry. We're marching through Emmanuel's land. We're marching through Emmanuel's land to fairer worlds on high, to fairer worlds on high. We're
Number 52. Amen.
Are you looking for the fullness of the blessing of the Lord in your heart and life today? Claim the promise of your Father, come according to His word in the blessed old time way. He will fill your heart today to overflowing, as the Lord commanded you. Bring your vessels, not a few. He will fill your heart today to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and your empty earthen vessels, bring to
Jesus' precious blood.
Come, ye needy one and all, and in human consecration wait before the throne of God. Here the Holy Ghost shall fall. He will fill your heart today to overflow. Bring as the Lord commandeth you. Bring your vessels, not a few. He will fill your heart today to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and power. Like the cruise of oil I'm sailing is His grace
forevermore,
and His love unchanging still. And according to His promise, with the Holy Ghost and power, He will every vessel fill. He will fill your heart today to overflowing, as the Lord commanded you. Bring your vessels, not a few. He will fill your heart today to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and power.
Amen. Number 10. Let's stand. Get a little more air into our lungs and be able to sing a little bit better and put it all out. Number 10.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace in the mansion, bright and blessed. He'll prepare for us a place when we are.
What a day of rejoicing at the birth, when we all say Jesus will sing and shout the victory. While we walk a pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a star. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all be seen, God will sing and shout the victory.
Last verse.
Onward to the prize we fall, soon his beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gate will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all sing, God will sing and shout the victory.
Amen. You may be seated. Number 30. Number 30. Here again, we'll sing the first, third, and last.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner undead. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song should ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. In pity, angels beheld him and came from the world of light to comfort him in the sorrows he bore for my soul that night. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How wonderful, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. When with a ransomed in glory his face I joy through the ages to sing of his love for me. Oh, marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. Of the family of God, I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood, joy.
Number 66.
All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall, ring forth the royal diadem, and crown him Lord of all. Let us crown him, let us crown him, let us crown the great Redeemer, Lord of all. Let us crown him, let us crown him, let us crown him, Lord of all.
I'm sorry, we don't know that one quite well. I'm not sure on it. We'll sing the last verse yet.
Oh, that with yonder sacred throng we at his feet may fall, we'll join the everlasting song and cross him, Lord of all. Let us crown him, let us crown him, let us crown the great Redeemer, Lord of all. Let us crown him, let us crown him, let us crown him, Lord of all.
Do we have another one? Number 31. First, third, and last. Number 31.
I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on Him. On higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's heart at me are hurled. For they that cause the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up.
One more. Number 53. Number 53 will be our last song.
Fully surrendered, Lord, divine, I will be true. All that I is or have.
through the